One reason why it happens is because of our past experience. It could be from childhood, from trauma, but our experiences have informed us, whether directly or indirectly, whether lie or truth, that we are a fraud.
From Crossroads Media, this is See Hear Love with Melinda Esterbrooks, Season 10, Episode Number 9.
Welcome to See Here Love, and we have a show for you.
Oh, yeah.
If you feel like an imposter, struggle with imposter syndrome, we want to break that false narrative.
Yes.
And best people to do that with, here they are. Sanight Litchmore, registered psychotherapist and national speaker. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Nicole Langman, award-winning author, Christian women speaker, and clinical counselor. Welcome back as well.
Thanks.
It's good to have you here. And Sharon Emhard, international speaker, author, podcaster, TV host, and social justice advocate. And I know you love all that I shared, because you're not an imposter, Cheryl. You're receiving that.
So
amen.
Good to
right,
be here.
Right.
Amen.
I was just going to call you out on that.
So good to be here.
All right. Well, and the thing is, when we were having our discussion before this show, and as we're prepping a few months ago, this came up as a topic that we have faced and that we know a lot of friends, girlfriends, and women face all the time, the imposter syndrome. We were like, yes. Mm. So let's start off, Nicole. I know you have a great definition of what is actually the imposter syndrome.
Yeah. So the imposter syndrome is this internal set of beliefs that I'm not as capable or as competent or as successful as other people think that I am. Or there's like this sense of I'm actually a fraud, and at some point someone's going to find out that I have no idea what I'm actually talking about. Mm. And everybody else seems to know what they're talking about except for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
The fraud. The fraud.
Yeah.
The fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Knight, how did we get there? How did we get here when we actually believe that we are a fraud? Like, how did this happen?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Mm. Well, one reason why it happens is because of our past experience. It could be from childhood, from trauma, but our experiences have informed us, whether directly or indirectly, whether lie or truth, that we are a fraud. Mm. The other ways that it can happen to us is through oppression, right? I think there's many systems that communicate to people that they're not enough, that they are not worthy, that they are not qualified, whether it's women, racialized people, people that are not able-bodied. There are systems that don't provide support for those groups of people. And so when you have all these external messages saying that you're not good enough, you're going to internalize those messages. And so I think it's important for us to realize that it doesn't come out of nowhere. And another one is a skill gap. I think sometimes we actually don't have the skills.
Yeah.
We actually don't have the skills, and we think we do. And so imposter syndrome is like an umbrella term that we've used to really cover a multitude of things. And I think when we understand the why, we'll be able to really address it in a more targeted and effective way.
That's good.
Yeah.
So that's good. So you're thinking about like childhood, past traumas, oppression. Those are the things that can actually bubble up and create this like sense of being a fraud and an imposter. Okay.
Yep.
With that bubbling up, Cheryl, how does that look in our lives? How does that manifest if we live there, believe that?
Right.
What does that look like then?
Well, I'm hoping that this moment right here of this little shopping list will maybe help, maybe challenge us a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read some ways that it shows up in our everyday life.
Okay.
Number one is self-doubt. Constantly questioning our abilities, our worthiness to be in the room. There's a lot of self-doubt happening. Two, overachievement or perfectionism. Working overtime, excessively hard to get it right.
Yeah.
This fear of getting it wrong, so just going all out. A crippling fear of failure. That's big. The fear of making mistakes or failing, it can paralyze us like altogether. This one's big, downplaying success. So rather than acknowledging like true skill and gifting that God's given us, we say things like, oh, I was just at the right place at the right time, or it's just, you know, it's them, it's not, you know, so we're always downplaying. Five, avoiding new opportunities, refusing to leave, do bold things, just want to keep it the same for fear again of just falling flat on our face. This one is heavy. We do this, I think, every day. Comparison, yeah. Comparing ourselves yeah. to other people, using that as the measuring stick and looking and just feeling always mm-hmm. short. And social media does a really mm-hmm. horrible job at mm-hmm. causing us to feel less than. Negative self-talk, that's the false narrative that's just on a loop in our head. Mm-hmm. And I know this conversation is going to help us figure out how to just stop yeah. that noise. So that's another one. 8, interesting. Burnout is a big mm-hmm. result of imposter syndrome. Why? Because we are overextending, mm-hmm. going above, just mm-hmm. wait all hours, yeah. just yeah. doing more than our body is even capable of. Mm-hmm. And then this one is, anyways, this one's personal, so I'd have to pause. Difficulty accepting praise. Mm-hmm. So compliments, recognition, even your own bio that you've done yeah. is hard to hear. And yeah. so there's just this like, shame right. in it, if yeah. you will. Wow. So that's mine.
Right.
Okay. What's yours?
What we're thinking about it, it's like, okay, we're thinking, our viewers and listeners yeah. are thinking, like, if those are some signs and yeah. you are in, like, the imposter syndrome yeah. cycle.
Yeah, mine is definitely, like, fear of failure. Mm. I think that's a fear. And so sometimes I won't even, like, step forward because I don't want to fail. I don't want to be seen failing. I don't want to be seen in my imperfections. And so I, like, take a long time to take a bold step.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I can identify with that too. I think that that's definitely up there for me as well. And yet I would have to say, if I really look at that list that you shared, Cheryl, is comparison is a big one for me. Mm. And like you said, I think that's true for all of us. Yeah. We see what other people are up to and we compare our low light reel to other people's highlight reels. Oh. Right? And yeah. so we see, especially on social media or what mm-hmm. people are portraying, is that they've got it all together, they've got this all figured out, and I know what my own internal struggles are. And so there's this comparison piece that shows up that I'm constantly challenging yeah. myself about. Mm-hmm. So that's a big one for me.
Mm-hmm. A few. So, I mean, I did go through burnout when I was 30 because I was overachieving and mm-hmm. trying to make sure that I could prove my worth and ability at this big organization to the detriment of my own health mm-hmm. and my mental health and my emotional health, and I completely burnt out. So I have the combination of like the overachievement, the burnout. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big one. And mm-hmm. then, you know, Cheryl, you know, kind of points at me because there are times where as I was like building See, Hear, Love, it was very much where it was like, oh, yeah, like mm-hmm. it's not a big deal what I'm doing or, right, yeah, you know, right, all of that. Right. And so I think that would probably be me.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, mine is burnout, obviously. I've been there too. I've overextended. But I struggle with hearing anything of like you've done. I don't know what it is. I think I'm so worried about like humility is a big value for me, but we can get to this place where we're almost lowering ourselves. You know, we're like sort of demeaning what God has done and it's a dance.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about our own imposter syndrome journeys because I think we've all experienced it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I want to make sure that, you know, as people watch us, you know, they can look at us and go, oh, she's a speaker, she's a counselor, she's an author, she's a, you know, psychotherapist. Look at them. They're successful. They've got it all together. Mm-hmm. And there are times and there are other times where it's not. Mm-hmm. We are not all together and put all together. And so what has that journey been for us? So who wants to start? Imposter syndrome journey story.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll start.
Okay.
I feel like an imposter being on the show, to be honest.
Wow.
I think I'm new to like the speaking world. Mm-hmm. It's not really a skill that I have fully explored or embraced. I would say more so embraced.
Okay.
And so being on the show, especially in the beginning, I feel like all the negative self-talk comes up and everything comes up for me. And so pushing forward is challenging. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's not easy, but I guess over time it's gotten a lot easier. And so that's my, I'm doing it right now.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Like I didn't know this. I didn't know that you felt that way, awesome. But I think that the big thing is you said yes, you showed up. Mm-hmm. And rather than kind of like diminish or make yourself small, you kind of like stepped in and like sat with us and shared and spoke. So we're really proud of
Very
you.
Thank
you. Good for
Very
you.
Thank
That's
you.
A big one. Yeah, because it's not easy. I mean, people think that this is easy, and then people come on, they're like, this was not easy. I was terrified.
Nervous.
What's happening?
I know. Not easy.
Done a great job tonight. Yeah. Amazing.
You.
Yeah, and I can identify with that too. Like, I'm just going to like continue to piggyback off of you tonight. So you're just doing a great job. I feel that way too. Showing up on this show, I think, oh my gosh, what do I have to offer? Mm. And the wrestle is real. But I would have to say, looking back, there's been a few times in my life where I've thought, oh my goodness, what if people find out that the jig is up? And it was especially when I finished my master's degree and I stepped into full-time private practice. And I'm sitting with these women who are looking to me to have something genius to say. And in my head, yeah. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And just the honor and the privilege of that and being present. And I really love this idea that I actually don't have to be the expert on anyone else's life.
Yes.
And when I figured that out as a therapist, when I could just sit back and say, I am actually not the expert in anyone's life, the imposter syndrome lifted for me as a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the biggest time that I felt that for myself. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
You know, okay, so 10 seasons, you always have me just like, bleh, all my stuff out there. So here we go. This is another one. Lord have mercy. Okay, so it's opposite to yours, believe it or not. Very comfortable speaking. Crowds, doesn't matter the size. Because I feel like I've got a storytelling and ability to kind of animate that. I've had a literary agent for 2 years. I cannot write a book. I'm freaking out. Mm-hmm. I'm freaking out. I cannot do it. Mm. Because my fear is that without the packaging, without the Cheryl, will my words stand the test of time? Will they finally realize that she doesn't know she's not as brilliant and wise, and it was all just, it was all just pizzazz. Yeah, it was presentation. It wasn't content. And so now I'm just like the written word freaking me out.
Oh, interesting.
And now everybody knows.
No, I get that. Yeah, I get that too. That. I've been trying to work on a book for my whole life for 15, 20 years, and I can't do it because I think there's that fear that it's out there.
Yeah.
And it's the writing.
It's eternal. It's forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's yours? Is it the same?
No. It feels very vulnerable to say this. Here we are.
That's what we've been doing.
You might as well.
I think for most of my career life, so in my 20s to now, I have felt like a fraud.
Mm.
Because, first of all, I've never done any schooling and education to the work that I actually do.
Mm.
So when people are like, marketing, fundraising, speaking, producing, editing. I have not been to school for any of these things. I've actually learned on the job, watching people seeing me and like taking a risk and saying, okay, just watch and learn, which is good. But there are times where I'm in a room with very educated people with PhDs and masters, and I'm like, I feel like a fraud. I feel like, oh, I just have like, the life experience, but I didn't do the education and get a certificate that goes up on my wall. And that has been something that's been kind of hidden because I feel like in those places, I'm like, I don't know enough as other people. And then also just in that way of theology and doing a show like this and sharing about Jesus, there's a part of me where I'll go and speak at a church and I'm like, I don't have my degree in church history or, you know, Old Testament or New Testament. And yet here I have this platform and opportunity to speak. And I feel like a fraud when I get up. It is, I'm not saying it's crippling, but there are moments where I have to catch my breath because I'm like, will they find out that I'm not qualified, that I'm not as smart as them, I'm not even educated? And I have lived in that. And it's funny because it's like sometimes it comes like roaring up to me and I'm like, oh. And then other times it's like, well, you know, God has put you in that place. And so step out in faith and courage to do it. And I say this because a lot of people think, wow, look at Mel. Like you've got this and that. And it's like, and every day I wake up, I'm like, can I do it?
Yeah.
Am I equipped to do it? Do I know how to do it? So, I think for a lot of us women, a lot of us face the being a fraud, being found out. Yeah. I'm not enough. I don't know enough.
Yeah.
And yet, it's like God goes, perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
That's right.
Exactly. Because then you've got to come in.
Got to rely on
And you got to rely on me right. because you don't know everything.
Exactly.
But I have felt that in huge yeah. ways. In it's huge powerful. Ways. My, like, most of my life.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's a big thing. It's most of my life I felt that.
Wow, Mel. Yeah. Thanks for that.
That's such a powerful mm-hmm. share, because I think when we mm-hmm. look at imposter syndrome from a Christian framework, I think we recognize that it's a guaranteed place for believers. Mm. I think it's guaranteed because it forces us, God places us in positions and jobs and opportunities so that we know him and that we rely on him, that we cannot be self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. I cannot depend on my skills. You cannot depend on your degree, on your mm-hmm. on any of those things. You have to fully depend on God. And I think yeah. as believers, when we continue to walk in our purpose and go in the places that God leads us to go, mm-hmm. we are going to feel like imposters. And I think it's beautiful because it forces us to have a posture of humility.
Yeah.
It forces mm-hmm. us to have a posture right. of dependence mm-hmm. and not on ourselves. And so thank you for sharing that, Melinda, and all of us. I think mm-hmm. it's a beautiful reminder for other people to know that the positions and all the glam and all yeah. that is just a facade. Like, we are fully relying on God, and mm-hmm. it's such a secure and beautiful place to rest in.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's so interesting too, because in a different show tonight, you mentioned Moses. And I think Moses is a great example of, like, that fraud. He's like, yeah, but God, I can't. Like, exactly. I have a speech impediment. I don't know, I'm like, you know, I'm half Egyptian, I'm half, like, what, how does this actually show up? And God says, I'm gonna go with you, I will help you, but I need you to just trust me. And yeah. like, Moses felt like a fraud.
Yeah.
And look what he did. I mean, mm-hmm. we're so grateful for his ministry and that he said yes, yeah. even if he felt that way.
I wonder if, like, and I'll be honest, I wonder if men feel this. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times, this is a women discussion all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I sit and, like, listen to Chris, my husband, and them talk, and they never are like, okay, guys, let's talk about the imposter syndrome. How you doing when you went for that job interview?
Yeah.
And they're like, I had 30% of the requirements. Yeah. I just was like, I got the job.
Got
and
it.
I'm like, no, I need 150% of the requirements for a job yeah. before I even think about applying for it.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's also that part.
I don't think so, Mel, because women are tremendously critical of themselves.
Yes.
We are constantly self-evaluating, editing. We question everything. But that is because we're not the dominant. And so we come in sort of like, how do we match? How do we yeah. find mm-hmm. space? There's always that thinking, as opposed to, I'm here.
Yeah.
It's a different right. yeah. approach. Yeah.
That would be interesting for us to kind of, like, move into that place yeah. of, like, fraud's not even in our vocabulary, but it's like, mm-hmm. no, I'm here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, God's got me here, so I'm going to come fully as myself,
yeah.
to every situation and yeah. feel confident and good about that.
Yeah.
Because yeah, imposter syndrome ignores the greater system things that are happening. And like mm-hmm. you said, Cheryl, like mm-hmm. women are going to try to move up to where men are. And we're already kind of like a step back. And mm-hmm. so we can't rely on us as individuals. We have to acknowledge this. The system that we're functioning.
Yeah, right? That's a good point.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Addison Espilla, one of the content producers here at See Hear Love. I just wanted to take a moment to invite you to join our community called the See Hear Lovelies. Here's how. Number one, sign up to our weekly newsletter. Every week you'll get a personal note from Melinda with links to our shows, blogs, and resources, as well as inspirational content and a short devotional. You'll also be the first to know about upcoming events and giveaways. QR code is in the show description, or sign up through our website at seehearlove.com and look for the newsletter icon. Number two, join us in studio and be part of our studio audience. Take a behind-the-scenes tour in our master control room, editing suites, and studio. You'll meet Melinda and the See Hear Love co-hosts and guests. Email us at seehearlove@crossroads.ca for more info. And finally, number three, become a monthly partner. $25 or $50 a month will help us share our brave themes and conversations on television, here on podcast, YouTube, video streaming, and on our social media platforms. We can't do See Hear Love without donations and sponsorships, so please go to www.seehearlove.com/donate and give your one-time or monthly donation today. Become a See Hear Lovely and join our See Hear Love community of belonging, vulnerable and brave conversations. We are here for you.
You know, I think this is a good time where we take a break for prayer. I think a lot of times we have to be like, you know what, we could be feeling this, we're feeling like frauds, where we don't do things that we should do, we overachieve, we burn out, we do all that, but I think prayer is really, really important. And so if you're struggling today with imposter syndrome, or you're struggling physically, spiritually, mentally, you're listening to us and you're like, I get it and I'm really struggling, well, we have somebody here to pray and listen to you. If you feel disconnected, if you feel alone, we have someone. So during the show or after the show, you can call this number, this prayer line, 24/7, and there's somebody there for you who will connect with you, who cares for you, and is ready to listen.
I've been fighting depression for years, and some days are harder than others. Your prayers are helping me find peace and a glimmer of hope. You were there for me, renewing my mind with the Word of God.
I'm so grateful that there are people that are here to listen to you, to support you as you may struggle with imposter syndrome or being a fraud. We're here for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've kind of established this is what imposter syndrome is, this is what it looks like, this is why it happens. Mm. So how do we overcome it? And how does that link into our value and identity is in Christ? Mm. This is kind of like the foundation that we need to kind of live into.
So how do we overcome it first?
How do we overcome it? Mm.
Okay. I've got just one or two. I think I feel like we need to start by saying, let's name it. Mm-hmm. Right? I think we live in denial. And so this has been the checklist, the conversation. Yeah. Hopefully people are saying, oh, so recognizing it, naming it, being honest with where we're at. And I think finding a way to silence the negative self-talk that, you know, the enemy just infiltrates us constantly. It's an attack.
Yeah.
I can't remember the amount of messages. You guys probably know that the brain just receives every day. It's just overwhelming. So how do we reframe that? How do we silence the noise? I think we've got to find our identity, you know, in other things. I know we'll get into that deeper. So reframing that. Celebrate your wins. Be okay with what God has given you and not boast in that, but have a Godfidence in it. Yeah. So it's not an overconfidence, but I understand who God has made me to be.
And Cheryl, I think we need to celebrate your win. Like, you can celebrate you, but we need to celebrate you.
Exactly.
We need to celebrate others. Celebrate, it doesn't have to be birthdays. Let's celebrate the win of the book. The win of the book, celebrating the things we do and just, or that you're here. Yeah. Maybe we should just do that. Like every month it's like, celebrate that you're here.
Yeah. Right.
And maybe you're, like what I'm saying is celebrating the wins and being okay and receiving it.
Yes. I think, and I know these guys have incredible ones. I think the one I just want to say, because I'm such an offender, practice self-compassion.
Mm-hmm.
We are our own worst enemies. Yeah. Man, we are cruel to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can practice some love and gentleness and ask God, if you don't know what that looks like, just ask God, allow me to see myself as you see me.
Yeah, that's good.
That might be the first step to that.
Yeah. And he sees us with such kindness and compassion and love.
I love your starting point, Cheryl, because we really need to recognize and identify where the imposter syndrome is coming from. Mm-hmm. So if the imposter syndrome is like a skill gap, then we need to develop the skill.
Mm-hmm.
We need to figure out, how can I get better? Mm-hmm. How can I develop the speaking skill, this writing skill, so that I can qualify or I can meet the requirements or, you know, the certain threshold and expectations that I have for myself.
Mm.
The thing with imposter syndrome that I don't like is that it puts so much personal responsibility on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we're looking at it again from a Christian framework, we are the body of Christ.
Mm.
Even us four sitting here, we have different skill sets. And so if I approach imposter syndrome as just an individual, I'm not going to be able to meet those needs, right? But then if I lean on the body of Christ and I lean on my brothers and sisters in Christ, then they can help me fill the gaps. And that's what God wants, right? He doesn't want us to just lean on ourselves. And that's why we have limitations. Mm-hmm. That's why we can't do it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one big thing is leaning on the body of Christ, not doing it on your own.
That's good.
Yeah, and may we celebrate each other, because I think we do. As you've both said, this is a really fantastic opportunity for us to help each other kind of combat the imposter syndrome by saying, like, I see your strengths. I see what God has put in you. I see the platforms that God has given you, and may you step into those, and I am going to prayerfully celebrate you and encourage you through that. And I actually don't think we do a great job of that.
No.
Especially as women, actually. Mm-hmm. So, and I have to say that I think if we can remember that God delights in us as a parent delights in his child. Mm-hmm. And when we think about the parenting piece, when we look at our kids' strengths and we see them, we're like, yeah, but yes, of course you can try out for that place.
Yeah.
Of course you can do this thing. I see this in you. And our children are like, no, no, I don't. You know, I think, my goodness, we have to remember that God is cheering us on like a parent.
Mm-hmm.
He sees us with that parental knowing of us, of what our capabilities are. And so when we lean into that and we really, really decide that our identity is in him, I think the imposter quiets in the background.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't actually matter necessarily what other people are thinking. And I often say, you know, when I go back to a time in my life where I have a big imposter situation for me was when my husband of almost 20 years walked away from our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I stepped into this new identity of a single woman, and now I've remarried to this incredible man. But I remember seeing myself through the eyes of the man who walked away instead of through the eyes of the man who never would.
Mm.
And it makes me emotional when I think about that.
It makes me emotional too.
Because
beautiful.
We have to see ourselves through his eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when we see ourselves through his eyes,
mm-hmm.
everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
good.
That's.
I don't even know how to add to that. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
I just have one mini one because I feel like someone out there needs this. But can we embrace growth over perfection?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
The growth mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because embracing growth means that we're going to be open to failure and mistakes, because that actually helps us if we can see it in the right light,
mm-hmm.
that my falling taught me something.
Yeah,
I've learned something. It's actually getting me to where I need to be.
Yeah.
And that'll ease a lot of the pressure that I'm growing. I'm not perfect.
And I love that, because in this show, for all these seasons, we've always talked about you cannot not do anything and think that you're going to grow or change.
Yeah.
Like, this show has always been about, now make the choice.
Mm-hmm.
Do the hard thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So if you are feeling like an imposter or fraud, then you have to get skills. You have to be around people that will celebrate you. You have to then figure out how to quiet the voices and be still. Like, there is work that you have to do to ensure that every time you show up, you're not feeling like a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just think it's all going to go away if you're not working on confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I love how Sunite shared about showing up here. So every time I asked her to come on the show, she's like, yes. And the more that she's on here, the more practice you get, the more people you're connecting with, who then connect you to other opportunities.
Right.
And that's what I say to people. Like, even as we're mentoring, it's like, say yes, do it, and do it afraid. And even if you don't have the skill, but that's how, for me, I am where I am. People were like, you don't have all the skill, you don't have the education, but come and join us, and we'll work with you to get you there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy. I mean, it's been 26 years of my career of not easy work, of like, you know, up and down and failing and getting, you know, all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But here I am, and again, still working, still learning, still trying and figuring it all out, but a lot more confident than I was when I was in my 20s.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
And it's literally how the brain works, you know? If we want to have a new thought, develop a new belief, we do that through experiences. We create new neural pathways through new experiences. Yeah. And so if you don't take the action, it's very likely that you are going to get stuck in that old mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not that experience was rooted in truth or a lie, you're going to believe that until you create a new experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not trying to get on people like, oh, you know, if you have imposter syndrome, you're like, but I think for women, we need to sometimes be shaken a bit to say, okay, girl, it's time. Like, let's, if you're feeling this way, then what can you do that when you stand up and speak at church, when you go into a room, when you write the book, I'm saying this to me and you, not always. I know what I'm saying. When you, you've got all the tools and resources to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's silencing that.
30 seconds. This just hit me like a ton of bricks. So because it hit me, it might hit someone else. I struggle with praise because I'm so worried about, I don't want anything inflated. but I'm actually hurting the heart of my father. Mm. And the reason I'm wounding his heart is, for example, if God made you brave and someone down here says, you're so brave, and you're like, no, I'm not brave. God's like, but I made you brave.
Right, yeah.
Why are you saying you're not what I made you? Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting here going, man, like I'm saying, like, you did not make me these things. You did not give me these gifts.
Good.
And he's
right.
like, you're calling me a liar. Yeah. I've made you all those things. Can you receive the gifts that I've given you? You're rejecting the gifts that God's given you.
Yeah.
Think about that next time someone compliments you and you shrink away.
Yeah, it's powerful. And along that lines, I heard a story a little while ago from a speaker that I was watching, and she said, you know, picture the day that you get to heaven, and God brings you to your house, and he brings you into this beautiful room, and inside this room are all these beautifully wrapped presents. Mm. And you're like, oh my goodness, God, what are these?
Yeah.
And he says, these are all the gifts I gave you that you never unwrapped.
Ah!
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
And there it is, yeah.
Got to wrap this up, but I think in an ending, I'm thinking, I've said this a lot when I am speaking, it's not my story, mm-hmm. it's our story.
Mm-hmm. story.
It's everyone's story. Mm-hmm. It's God's story, it's our story. So by withholding, by living in fear, by always thinking you're a fraud.
By diminishing.
And diminishing, look at what you're doing for the community, for the body of believers, to the story of God with us.
Exactly.
So. Thank you so much, Cheryl, Nicole, Sunite, for this. Thank you for your honesty, vulnerability. I love these conversations. And we're going to cheer each other on. Wow. We're going to celebrate the wins and celebrate one another.
Yes.
And thank you for joining us today. Go to seeherlove.com for all the information about these amazing guests and about See Her Love. And know that even though you struggle being a fraud and imposter, you are seen, you are heard, and you are deeply loved by God. Thanks for joining us.
The Bible can feel overwhelming, confusing, or hard to believe. Scripture Untangled, a new podcast by the Canadian Bible Society, brings you interviews with culture leaders, leaders in ministry, and Bible thinkers to help you be inspired to dive into the Bible and understand it. Listen for free and subscribe to Scripture Untangled on your preferred podcast app. Visit scriptureuntangled.ca for more information.
Thank you for listening to See Her Love, the podcast with Melinda Estabrooks. We are able to do See Her Love because of these generous sponsors, Tyndale University. Melinda and I are both Tyndale alumni. Tyndale is where you will experience high-quality academics interwoven with faith and a community of students and faculty that challenges you to live authentically, to follow Christ, and actively engage your culture. Visit www.tyndale.ca. The Canadian Bible Society champions the Bible as the voice of God, revealing Jesus Christ, the living word. Go to www.biblesociety.ca. Please check out these amazing organizations who are doing life-transforming work and who we are proud to be partnered with.